أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in this discussion, we focus on a topic that many people don't like to speak about, that many people don't like to hear about, that many people don't like to even think about, and that is the topic of death. Death, as we know, as human beings, is a reality of life. Death is a creation that God has put into place, and really at one level, death is a blessing in many different ways. The Commander of the Faithful and the tradition that we want to look at today in three very short but yet poignant and meaningful sentences explains to us some realities of our own eventual demise and things that you and I should be thinking about frequently on a day-to-day basis. And I don't say this to become macabre or to, you know, be gloomy and to bring about a state of misery and hopelessness and to lead a life of just not even thinking about, you know, this world. But really, we need to think about death more often and to realize that this thought about death is actually something which can make our life much better, to give us meaning and purpose within our lives. Before we go on, let us look at the tradition for today, and then we'll come back and spend a few minutes deliberating on the three poignant and very thought-provoking portions or sentences that the Commander of the Faithful has spoken about death. And he says the following statement, "And prepare yourselves for death, since it is hovering over you. Be a people who wake up when called, and who know that this world is not their abode, and so have changed it with the next world." Without a doubt, this tradition should make us think about our own immortality and our death. Let us try to review it and for as much time that we have available to try to better understand this reality of death that we are all marching towards. One of the first things that comes to mind is how the Commander of the Faithful gives us a portrayal of death. He says, he doesn't say that death is running towards you or that you are running towards death. He says that it is hovering over you. What does this mean? This, you know, it's like death is casting a shadow over us. What does this mean? Well, the commentator of this hadith has given us three different examples. Let us review them and to see what is the actual understanding of this death being something that hovers over us or is casting a shadow over us. The first understanding may be that death being a thing that is hovering over us or like a shadow is just like, you know, when you sit under a tree in the summer and the branches of the tree are above you. And so when the sun is there beating down, those branches and the leaves on that tree cast a shadow over you, right? When you look at it in that way and you say that death is like something hovering over us, like a branch on a tree in the summer days, we realize that death is very imminent. You know, I mean, people wake up in the morning planning their day to go to work, to go to school, maybe graduation, a wedding, and you know what? In a few hours, they're dead. They are, you know, killed in an accident, a car crash, a heart attack, something happens, some violent death, and they die. They didn't plan to die when they woke up in the morning. They weren't thinking that they were going to die, because who really does that today? But it was hovering over them, waiting for that opportune moment when God gives the command to the angel of death to take the soul of that person. This is meaning number one of death hovering over us. Point number two is that if we concede that death is hovering over us like a shadow given by the branches and leaves of a tree, well then how do we prepare for it? What can we do to make it easier for us to make it to the world to come? And obviously the answer to that is that we need to rectify ourselves, look at our actions on a day-to-day basis, make sure that when we wake up, that we plan not to bring about harm to anybody or anything. Make sure we fulfill our obligations, be kind to people, fulfill our jobs, do what we need to do on that day, not to procrastinate, not to put things off, but rather to do things when we need to do them, right? We don't want to procrastinate and delay in doing anything. We should do our best to complete our tasks on the day when they are meant to be done. That's point number two, is to prepare for that eventual death. Question number three that will come up is, well, who is the Commander of the Faithful speaking to? And the answer is that he's speaking to you and I, to all of us, to all of the world of creation, all of humanity. Nobody is outside, again, of the realm of death. And when we realize that, you know, even with technology today, although there are many downfalls to how people use the technology, but there's benefits, because now today with mass media, with social media, with us being able to get news of events happening around the world or around the block in an instant, we see what's happening. We see people dying unnecessarily in wars and conflicts, people losing their lives in natural disasters. And this actually is a blessing in a way. I don't want to sound, you know, very macabre or, you know, very heartless. But really, the time that we see people die, it's an unfortunate tragedy for them and their family and loved ones. But when you look at the opposite side, the opposite end of the spectrum, when we hear about these deaths, again, by natural causes or wars or disasters like hurricanes, like tornadoes, like earthquakes, it should make a wake-up call within us to realize that our own death could be around the corner. So in reality, it becomes a blessing that we have this mass media and communications, that we are more and more reminded about our own eventual fate, and that is of death and leaving this world for the world to come. In the next portion of the hadith, the Imam tells us in this tradition that be like those people who are, for example, traveling as a group, and the group leader wakes them up. You know, many times we go camping with a family or a group, a youth camp or something, and we're all outside camping under the stars at night, 10, 15, 20 people. And, you know, one of the elders, the group leader, will wake us all up with a whistle or some kind of a sound. And we're all woken up and, you know, ready to do whatever it is for that day. The Commander of the Faithful paints the same picture for us, that as we're living in this world, you know, we have to be woken up to this reality that death is about to come upon us. And that, you know, we all have to be, as a group, ready to meet our eventual destiny, which is the return back to Allah. Although in terms of a camp, for example, in the example I just gave, you might have a whistle or something to wake us up. In our lives, the call to awake is the call of death. Right? Again, as I mentioned in the beginning, that when we see all these deaths happening around us, that this is the best wake-up call. It's silent. Death doesn't make noise when it comes. It comes as a silent taker of our souls. But that silence speaks volumes, and we should think about our own actions, our character in this world. When we look at the world around us and we see people leaving many times all too soon, or as we would like to say. And so death becomes that wake-up call around us for our own wake-up from the slumber of heedlessness that we are probably or perhaps in our own day-to-day life. And last but not least, as we conclude, is the fact that as the Commander of the Faithful states, that realize that this world is not your permanent home. The homes that we build are temporary. The cars that we drive are temporary. Everything is temporary. We will leave this world with nothing but our actions, our intentions. The money will be given to our inheritors, our homes, our cars, our jewelry, our clothing. Everything will be going to people whom, whether we like it or not, will inherit from us. And so as we conclude, we have to remember death on a frequent basis to prepare for it, to reflect on those who are passing away around us, and to realize that we will take nothing but our actions on the day of resurrection, and that those will be brought in front of the court of God, and we will be judged by our actions, our speech, our deeds, and obviously the intention behind all of them. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.